أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأكلا منها فبدت لهما سوآتهما وطفقا يخصفان عليهما من ورق الجنة وعصى آدم ربه فغوى ثم اجتباه ربه فتاب عليه وهدى صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 121 and 122 of Surah Taha, continuing with the incident of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu was salam. In the ayat we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about shaitan whispering into Adam alayhi salatu was salam, and aspects of it was that the shajara, this tree, if you eat from it, it is shajaratul khuld. You will remain forever. And number two, you will get such a kingdom. You will have such a sovereignty that will never diminish. It will never decay. And you will remain in that state. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا. Both of them, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, Sayyida Hawa alayhi salam, both of them ate from it, and automatically, immediately, فَبَدَتْ لَهُمَا سَوْآتُهُمَا. The clothes that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had clothed them, the clothes of Jannah, it uncovered the awra, it uncovered the area of the shame, in other words, the private parts. وَطَفِقَا يَخْصِفَانِ عَلَيْهِمَا مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. Natural shamefulness, natural modesty, haya of Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salatu was salam was shown, that immediately they took the leaves of Jannah, of the trees of Jannah, and they began to stitch it, or that way they covered their bodies and their awrah once again. And this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that modesty is a natural part of insan. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wassalam showed it. Sayyida Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam showed it. That it is the natural requisite of human nature. That is, if the heart is qalbi salim, if the heart is in a state of equilibrium, then immediately a person will never afford that opportunity to anyone to show his aura, to show the most private part of his body. And hence this very, very important lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about. Then Allah says, وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam had erred regarding the command of Allah. Allah's command, actually the prohibition, don't eat from anywhere in Jannah but this tree. Adam alayhi salatu wassalam made an error regarding this prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again we are reminded, Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam are ma'asum, they are sinless, and we will never attribute a sin to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. Faghawa. Now the word ghawa has got two meanings, and most of the commentators have taken it in one of the two meanings, and that is he was deprived. He was deprived of further living in Jannah, because now the ayat after the next, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Allah Rabbul Izzat's preordainment. It was the taqdeer of Allah. Allah had decided. Allah had already said that He is the Khalifa of the earth and not the Khalifa of Jannah. So hence He deprived Himself of further staying in Jannah and enjoying those ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannah. But the very next lesson that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows, ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Adam alayhi salam, and this choice Allah bestowed upon him a very great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam immediately, on realizing the error of judgment, he turned to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in tawbah. And he seek that tawbah from Allah that becomes a lesson for us forever and ever, so long as we live in this earth, we should realize this and we should understand. فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, Allah had shown Adam alayhi salatu wassalam some few words, and that is, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Just in رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا, one very, very important lesson, Adam alayhi salatu wassalam took responsibility for his deed. Oh Allah, I have oppressed my soul. In other words, there is no blaming anyone, there is no excuse, but I have done this, and he asks Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that as soon as the act was carried out, and when the realization had come that he had erred, he had made a mistake, the entire body of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam began to shake in remorse and regret, in crying to Allah, and the tears rolled down the cheeks of Adam alayhi salam. Fataba alayhi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala subsequently, immediately overlooked, pardoned, forgave Adam alayhi salatu wasalam for this lapse and for this slip. Wahada, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had guided him to a higher and a greater path. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not leave the hand of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but like each and every human, and more especially Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, were bestowed with this guidance from Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continued to guide him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.